All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens, and boy do I have something to rant about this time. According to the Daily Mail, woman whose looks intimidate potential lovers refuses to date in real life and makes $300,000 a month being online girlfriend to 7,000 men and insists they're full-on relationships. An OnlyFans model, who's also a Pornhub model, thanks to one of the commenters, apparently her name, Nala, is an anagram for what she does on the Pornhub. So, yeah. But anyway, she has revealed that she became an online girlfriend because men are intimidated by her looks. Oh, what a fucking... She's so full of herself. And now makes as much as $300,000 a month through her 7,000 digital boyfriends. You heard me right. 7,000 men. Nana Ray, 25, has legions of fans vying for her attention online, but her offline romantic escapades are pretty much non-existent as she is refusing to date. Oh, I'm sure. After the California native became fed up with possessive partners, she turned to the adult site to form connections with thousands of men. The model has detailed her full-on relationship with each man, saying she frequently checks in on them and loves that they aren't put off by how much money she makes. And it also says here that she boasts more than 580,000 men on Instagram. Man, that's like, that's hundreds of thousands more people than the small town I grew up in. Well, I went to school in anyway. I think it might be more than my, I think it might be more than the town I grew up in too. Huh. Well, I lived in the state capital at the time, so it was still a very small... Yeah, anyway, 580,000. Yeah, probably not that far from it. She said, every single morning I send my boyfriend something cheerful and then some of them will answer and we talk a little bit. We have conversations about their lives, what their day looks like, how they slept. It's like a full-on relationship. I'm really proud of these connections. I am their online girlfriend. The model said it was an easy decision to make the switch to digital dating. I have two choices. I either have an extremely regular guy as my one boyfriend who can't handle the fact I get noticed in public or that I make a lot of money, or I date a guy online, she said. I choose the latter. Nala, who has been single for months, insists that being unattached in real life actually helps her form better lasting connections online. Both of her previous relationships began to fall apart after a year due to her partner's insecurities or because she wanted freedom. Imagine that. I want to go find myself. If I get a boyfriend in real life and start sharing my attention with them, it will take away from this, and it's really important that I build these relationships with these guys, she said. They know I'm there for them if they need me, and that makes me really happy. Nala revealed that she often found it difficult to find a man who accepted her career who didn't feel emasculated by her larger income. People will come up to me in the street and be like, oh my god, are you Nala? I'm your biggest fan. And that's kind of hard for a normal person to deal with, she said. In their mind, it tells them that this person has seen their girlfriend naked and they feel it's unfair. I have dated men who do OnlyFans too, but they get jealous that I'm better at it and make 10 times more money than they do. They're intimidated by the fact that I'm the breadwinner. Men will tell me that I make their lives better. She says, so either they are too possessive or too insecure, and I just can't deal with that. Fortunately, Nala has her community of online simps to fall back on and regularly gets positive feedback from them. Men will tell me that I make their lives better, and that makes me feel really good, she said. I truly talk to them and film content when I'm in the moment, and most of the time I'm at home. It's not a production, it's the real me. And that strengthens our connection and is really exciting. Now, the best-rated comments here have to say, apparently there are a lot of very lonely men in the world. Or guys willing to pitch her as their girlfriend to have their parents accept the real one after seeing the green hair in poses. And a lot of women who perform anything on camera for money. That's why the men pay her. How much did she pay for this article? And another person said, nothing. Scantily clad ladies attract the readers and therefore the ad clicks. All these rags need content. Intimidated by your looks? Okay, honey. I'm pretty sure if someone scrapped all that thick makeup off her face, she'd look decidedly average. Yes. Tech just made the red light district worldwide available 24/7. It's sad how deprived human social interacts have become because of social media. now without the filters. Exactly. There's a name for what she does for a living. Oh my god, there's nothing intimidating about her looks. How is this different from Nigerian online dating? Fat losers pay her to feel less lonely. Sad. 300,000 and the only thing they touch is a keyboard and mouse. Desperate. It's hard to believe she makes 300,000 in 1 month. She doesn't date in real life because she knows her real self doesn't live up to her Photoshop images and she's insecure. I can't wrap my head around how stupid some people are. I can. She's not all that. But then again, there are plenty of losers out there who would send this Photoshop thing money. A wee bit high on herself, don't you think? Photoshopped and filtered to the max. She didn't quite correct her stomach, though. What the fuck is that elongated thing? She looks like an Asian AI doll. Intimidated by her looks? Poor delusional girl. You don't look that hot to me. Intimidated by her? Seriously? Maybe she's delusional. She's gross looking. Ew. Imagine what she looks like, really. Completely filtered up, making cash by doing this. Don't know who's worse, her or the deluded men who pay. Fools and their money are easily parted. She looks like the department store mannequin in the display for bikinis. She looks like a sex doll sold on Wish. Wow, they don't even sell them on Wish. Box of tissues isn't really a date night. Hope she's saving her pennies to quote Showgirls. There's always someone younger and hungrier coming down the stairs after you. Yep. Our society's in the toilet. Just a hoe. Producing badly photoshopped pictures for splash targets. Wow. She's a hoe. Full on filters. Disgusting world we live in now. Sad reflection of society that is dying. What is wrong with these men? Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. Yep. These stupid men, I'm speechless. There's never a shortage of idiots, is there? Men aren't intimidated, they're just running away as fast as they can, girlfriend. In the end, she'll be lonely or dead. Yeah. Yep. Okay, Alan Moore predicted this, and I predicted this as well. I said, and if you remember, I said in 2018 and 2019 and 2020 and 2021 and 2022 that, guess what, there was eventually going to be one woman connected with a VR headset to a whole bunch of men, so in the future when she's not as attractive and basically has to jump out of bed in her pajamas, you know, putting on the little headset, being the little avatar, and she decides to, I don't know, stroke one man's better parts, every man will feel that. Everything she does to one man, she will do to, by this time, it will be 18,000 men. Right now, we've got one woman. One woman who is the girlfriend of 7,000 men. 7,000 men that give her $300,000. Are you fucking kidding me? $300,000. I can't even imagine $300,000. 1 fucking month, $300,000. That's insane. What are you doing, gentlemen? You can't even fuck it. I know that there's a lot of guys like, I want to talk. My God, these fucking men, it's over. It's finished. We're done. Society is kaput. Get in the car, drive off, it's done. Get in the boat, get in the plane, go to another fucking country, it's over. We literally have a fucking... It's just $300,000 to one woman. One woman. Not two, not three, not four, not five, not 10, not 20, not 30, not 40, not 50. One. One fucking woman. 7,000 men. Giving her... $300,000 a month. Think about how much she makes a year. We don't even know if the IRS is taxing her, which they need to figure that out. Oh, and by the way, she does Pornhub videos, as one guy said in the later comments. And he was also asking the Daily Mail why they had a woman who does Pornhub on there, because they didn't believe that Daily Mail believed in those kind of values. However, the Daily Mail needs clicks. Obviously, they posted the Crowder stuff, which we'll talk about later. But just seeing this sort of thing is absolutely ridiculous. It's insane. Like, this is the future that we're getting. This is what happens when we have weak men. Weak men who don't know how to be men. This is it. This is what you get. One woman with 7,000 boyfriends. That's more women than any harem Rance has ever had. Rance is like, I want to fuck all the women in the world. Well, Rance, she just fucking did the opposite with 7,000 men. That's crazy. It's unreal. I just can't believe it's a thing. And this is it. Like, these guys, they're going to use the Lovents because, you know, think about all the VR and games and stuff. They're using the Lovents technology. So they'll have a Max 2, and basically she's going to, you know, stroke her Max 2 or whatever the fuck she has, or if they have a butt plug or whatever they got from Lovents. But basically, she's going to do the thing, and they're all going to feel it. And that's it. It's fucking prostitution, honestly. That's literally what it is. It's fucking prostitution. Let's not beat around the bush about it. That's what she's fucking doing. Okay? And she's not 700,000... It's ridiculous. 700,000 men that see her on Pornhub. That I'm sure she advertises that crap on her OnlyFans. Think about it. She's an OnlyFans model. So, of course, she's doing that shit on there. It's done. It's absolutely fucking done, folks. It's over. And I warned you. So my prediction is exactly what I've said every year so far. Eventually there will be one or more women with a bunch of guys with VR headsets and full-on haptic suits, because I know that haptic suits exist. I was told that they do at some rate. And all these men will be connected VR to one or more women. And every time, again, everything that she does to them, they'll all feel. 7,000 men, 18,000 men, 100,000 men, 1,000,000 men. Doesn't matter. As many as the server can hold. One woman to please you all. That's what's going to happen. This is what you wanted. This is the society you wanted. This is where men have failed. I remember the days when men failed. I remember when TFM would play that. TFM used to play that in the server. Said, I remember the days when men failed. And he actually changed it to where it was the voting rights. Where they had... I can't remember the name of the president. I think it was Eisenhower. I can't remember what president it was, but the president that gave the women rights to vote, and then he says, I remember the days when men failed. Yep, I remember the days when men, I don't remember the 1900s, but damn it. This is the result. This is the result of all of it. It's bad. It's real bad. And this is worldwide, folks. 7,000 boyfriends worldwide. This is insane. I can't even believe this is a thing. We're putting up with this. This is the future. No flying cars, just 7,000 men and one whore. It's over. You know, put a fork in it, it's done. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grim Ranted to the Heavens, and we'll see you next time when I got something else to rant about.